that it's a testimony to his words, being around you all, with you all. You remember what I told you all, what he told us? I used to hear time and again about how tired he would be and how glorious he would be in the midst of the crowd and how divine and how radiant and, oh my, look at, see the glow there, see the radiance and all this, these whispers would come to my ears. In spite of all my attention there, people dispersing and then they would talk about Baba, his glory, how he looked and how, just physical. To my eyes it must be physical. But I didn't see that. And all I saw was him groaning and then very weak and then almost disabled. And we had to lead him, you know, with support. And he's sweating and we had to dry his body and then we had to make him rest and then massage his body and all that. And he, that's how was it. That's what was in my fate. And I didn't mind it. But he reminded me that's in my fate. Why? Because he said, well, how was the day's program after he had rested? So I said, well, it seemed to be rather glorious from the eyes of the others who were there. They liked it, they loved it. I said, yeah, this is, I'm happy. Keep quiet. That's all. Time and again it is repeated. So naturally the mind is provoked. After another savas, another program, after 6 months, or 4 months, or 2 months, or another week. So what happened is that at last I burst out and I said, is it true that this is in our fate here, to see you like this? Whereas those who come for a day, just for the flying visit that is there, and to them, you are so glorious, and to us, day in and day out, we have to tend to you. We are so weak and so frail and all that. Is it in our fate to be with you like this? He says, that's greatest blessing. You have no idea how blessed you are. What can we say to him if he says how blessed we are? I don't feel the blessings. That's what my mind said. But I kept quiet. He says, remember one thing. That's a great blessing that you have the opportunity now to handle this body of mine as it is. A time will come when I pass away, when the world will hanker to find out about my humanness from you all. And they would long to hear every bit of me, of this body that you are handling now so freely. And through them, through their longing, through their wanting to know my humanness, my divinity will be revealed through them. That's what he said. And that is coming true. I don't see you all like this, you see, coming here and pestering me or anybody here. You're just sitting over here and whiling away your time. No, there is something behind it all that brings you all here. It makes you all come. What is it? He has not dangled a carrot before your eyes or something like that to drive you mad like that. But you all come over here for what? It is the glory of his divinity that we see through you all. It's revealed to us. Oh my, that's right. In our fate was his humanness. And those who came, well, they had the taste of his divine glory and all that, which we call divinity. But now we have been blessed, doubly blessed. We had the taste of his humanness and we are now having the taste of his divinity through you all. So that's how it is, Raphael. It doesn't flabbergast me with your question, but what may I say? It is true that I just, what do you call, as I have been telling that, well, we are like the bagasse now. You know what bagasse is? Sugar cane. Have you seen sugar cane? Mm-hmm. And the juice coming out after the cane passes through the expeller? And what happens when the juice is drained out of it? What happens? What remains?
Just all this crud gets...
Yeah, that is known as bagasse.
Bagasse?
It's an English word, a Spanish word. In Latin America it's also used. Everywhere it is used. It is commonly known as bagas in India too, and I did not know that it's a universal, it has a universal meaning. To such time I saw in the dictionary. Yeah. Accidentally I found it out. So we are like that, having passed through the expeller. It's like cut, you know, thrown out. But what brings the juice back is through you. So your coming in contact with you all makes me feel rejuvenated. That's how I feel. Yeah. And most so, not coming in contact with your perspirations or whatever it is, or your moods or anything, but because you all bring Baba, make him live for us. Yeah. That reminds us of his promise. That's all. That through them who are going to come, my divinity will be revealed to you. So you all are coming over here with love in your heart for him, his love that is being reflected. So that's how it is. That's why I'm so eager to ask each one of you, what brought you here? How did you happen to come? How did he draw you? What is it? What's not? And all this is there. Why do we ask? Just to while away our time? No, just to revive ourselves, to rejuvenate. Yes. The bagas needs to be filled with some juice, you know.
Naresh, I feel like for me coming here and meeting all of the monks, a lot of people that have met Baba, I feel like it's bringing Baba more alive to me. And I feel like Baba's in the body, but now he's got a lot of different bodies. The love is so strong.
Yeah, it is true. That is true. Well, that's his miracle, his grace of love. Yeah. What can we do if that is? And I don't deny that. It's a fair exchange. It's a true foreign exchange, as money would call it. Yeah, it is like that. Give and take, sharing. Beautiful, it's beautiful. We don't talk of higher philosophy or anything, sort. We don't talk of metaphysics or anything. He has given enough words for that. Read the books if you all want. Yeah. So that's how we daily come over here, sit with you all, share the laughter, share your woes, share your dilemma, share your questions, ask questions to you, we answer your questions, and that's how it is. Never has it happened before in any past events. Such get-togethers. A lot of haranguing goes. I don't know what's going to happen afterwards. But at this stage, when it is the spring season now, his love is there, his name is there for us to loot. It's so beautiful. Yeah. This won't last long, but it has its duration. He has said that for about 100 years and little over. His influence will be as if he were physically present. He has said that. And hope we continue to fan that presence, you know, even after 100 years or more. But we slip in our very attempt to adore him all the more. When we build edifices and we bring in all sorts of... We bring in the religion, the discipline that he has asked, which is necessary, no doubt. Because in love the game is always fair, but that aspect of love gradually begins to fade out. Then discipline is necessary. And the rules and regulations are there, and everything has to be there. And that is what we call the religion, the code of life, how we should live like Mer Baba lovers.